I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The U.S. Embassy in Islamabad today confirmed what's believed to be the first killing of American military personnel in Pakistan. Three U.S. servicemen died when Taliban militants detonated a roadside bomb. This attack occurred outside a girls' school close to the Afghan border. Four girls were among the dead. An American embassy spokesman says the soldiers had been due to attend the opening of the school. The BBC's Mark Dummett is in Islamabad. Mark, tell us what happened here.
Well, this bomb went off as a convoy carrying the U.S. personnel, three of whom, as you say, were killed, two others injured, and other vehicles carrying journalists and Pakistani security officials was going past this school. The explosion was detonated by remote control. The blast was pretty huge, not only hitting the vehicles, but also causing extensive damage to the school, injuring dozens of schoolgirls, as well as you said, Marco, killing at least four of them. The Taliban have said that they were behind the bombing, that they indeed were targeting the Americans, who they claimed were working for a private security firm, Blackwater, rather than the army. And as you may know, here in Pakistan, there are lots of conspiracy theories that, in fact, it's Blackwater which has been behind some of the suicide bombings here, which, of course, they completely deny, and the embassy here completely denies. And the government here, of course, says that that's complete nonsense. It's the Taliban doing these attacks. But this is a case, really, of the Taliban stirring things up and their propaganda machine swinging into action.
What is the U.S. military doing in Pakistan?
Well, they're doing many things. It's not widely advertised because the American presence or role in Pakistan is deeply unpopular. But these personnel were involved in training the Frontier Corps, which is the Pakistani paramilitary force, which is responsible for security along the frontier with Afghanistan. It is open knowledge, if not widely advertised, that the American military is here in a training capacity. There's a lot of speculation of covert operations as well, but of course that's all covert. Nobody's going to tell us that that's happening. That remains just speculation.
You said, Mark, that the Americans were targeted in this incident, but it's hard to imagine this is a coincidence happening at the opening of a girls' school. The Taliban's attitude to women and girls' education is well known. What's been happening to women and girls' schools in these contested areas over the past year?
Clearly, this is sort of a double target, as it were. I mean, this is an area where this attack took place. It's an area called Lower Deer, which is close to the Swat Valley, which is this part in the north of the country, which the Taliban, by about March of last year, had basically taken full control of. In so doing, they blew up dozens of girls' schools. They are completely opposed to any sort of formal or secular girls' education. And then, after March, the Pakistani army moved in and pushed the Taliban right out. Having done so, money has come in from America, amongst others, to rebuild these schools.
So, Mark, you're in the capital, Islamabad, where President Ali Asif Zardari is pro-American and not very popular. What is the attitude on the street there to this kind of attack on schoolgirls?
Definitely most Pakistanis, the overwhelming majority of Pakistanis, are completely horrified and shocked by the Taliban's campaign, particularly those incidents which end up harming civilians, be they the attacks on the schools, suicide bombings in busy markets. These attacks, you know, disgust most Pakistanis. And in a way, what that's done, the effect that these attacks have had, is that they have turned Pakistani public opinion, which had previously been quite ambivalent towards the Taliban, seeing this as a problem for the Americans only, a problem in Afghanistan and not really their problem.
The BBC's Mark Dummett in Islamabad. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.